This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Raylee Jeffers of Elkton has been sentenced 90 days in jail following her conviction on identity theft charges. She received no credit for time served, and her delayed sentence was revoked after being deemed unsuccessful due to a pending OWI case in Tuscola County. Jeffers is required to report to the jail by 5 p.m. December 26th and will be released at 6 a.m. on December 29th, with the remainder of her sentence held in abeyance. A former Carroll firefighter has been sentenced for assaulting a resident while working at an off-duty job at an assisted living facility. Andrew Ritter, age 36, was ordered to serve 120 days in jail with 90 days suspended, along with 2 years of probation and about $1,200 in fines and court fees. That's according to Tuscola County Circuit Court records. Judge Amy Grace Gerhart ruled that Ritter will only serve 30 days behind bars if he unsuccessfully completes probation. Ritter admitted in September to third-degree vulnerable adult abuse, a high court misdemeanor. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a related assault and battery charge, and the incident occurred in November 2024 at the Carroll facility where Ritter struck a resident. He was later terminated from that job and placed on leave from his role as a paid on-call firefighter with the Carroll Fire Department. In Millington Village, President Andrew Selleck has been sentenced in Tuscola County Circuit Court to 30 days in jail with credit for 1 day served and placed on 3 months probation. Selleck pleaded guilty in September to operating a vehicle while intoxicated with blood alcohol content, his third alcohol-related driving offense. Authorities said his arrest on January 11th by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy after being stopped on Elevator Street near M15. Court records show Selleck had 2 prior drunken driving convictions in Genesee County from 2001 and 2005. The sentencing follows public calls for Selleck's resignation. However, under Michigan law, local councils lack the authority to remove elected officials. Removal can only occur through voluntary resignation or a voter-initiated recall petition. And we will be back right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Matt Gotham from Thumb Bank and Trust Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we have one obituary this morning. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83 of Sebring, passed away peacefully at Bayview Gardens in Sebring Saturday, December the 13th. He was born January 19, 1942 in Bad Axe and went on to marry the love of his life, Arlene Ruth Nimps, on February 5, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. He's survived by his children, Leanne, Eric, and Angela, and his grandchildren. Visitation will be Thursday, December 18th at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and funeral service will be on Friday, December 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Cremation has taken place, and he'll be laid to rest at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. A special thank you to the Bayview Gardens and Heartland Hospice staff, his nurse practitioner from the VA Hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home health care nurse, Rocky. You can share your memories at jmfuneralhome.com.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
Welcome back for a look at your national and international news. A new national poll shows President Donald Trump's approval on handling the economy has fallen to 36%, with respondents expressing concern about inflation, market volatility, and uneven wage growth, even as unemployment remains relatively low. The survey highlights growing pessimism among independents and some Republican voters, suggesting economic sentiment could weigh on broader support for the administration heading into 2026. And Sudan has topped the International Rescue Committee's emergency watch list for the third consecutive year, with aid agencies warning that intense fighting, mass displacement, and limited access for relief operations are driving one of the world's worst humanitarian emergencies. Humanitarian groups caution that without increased funding and diplomatic pressure to open corridors, millions face heightened risk of hunger, disease, and violence. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, cell pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have seven models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And from my family here at Thumb Broadcasting, we wish you a happy holiday season.